Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you saw this, but I do want to bring this up. You know, technology, we've been talking about technology here a lot, and you know, there's been some amazing technological advances, especially, I mean, even in just the smartphone area in the last 5 years. Yeah. I mean, when you think about the internet, when the internet first came out, I mean, you know, dial up, it was cool. But as soon as cable broke loose, where you could have high stream internet, and you can watch videos and send emails, and you can have flash and things move. I mean, it just revolutionized technology and advances and the things that how we completely interact. Mm-hmm. And it's important to recognize that, you know, over the next 5 years, we're going to see a major technological explosion, just like we had before. I mean, to think about how the kids are learning today as opposed to how when we were learning, it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. You know, and it's just as big as probably when they went from horse and buggy to a car, and everyone had a car.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I mean, it's like it was an explosion. But this is so, we're so beyond that right now. We're so beyond that. I don't know if you saw this, but our friends at Google out there, they are working on a new product. You know, Ray Kurzweil. We've been talking about him. He's the futurist who wrote the book How to Create a Mind, and he's into futuristic technology and different things that he's working on. Mm-hmm. But these guys at Google created this new product, and it's still, I mean, it's been in beta for a long time, and it's now coming to see the light of day. I don't think it's quite ready to hit the market, but it's pretty cool. I mean, this thing, it's called...
What is it?
Google Glass. Google Glasses. Now, check this out. Mm-hmm. It's a computing device, okay? It's like your cell phone. It's you know, your cell phone's like a computer these days. But it's all in your eyewear. You put on these glasses, okay? You know, you don't even see them. They're all kind of just, you know, clear plastic, mm-hmm. kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You don't even see them on your face. Very light. But things that you're able to do with these glasses are amazing. Now, one of the things that you can do is that as you're walking, whatever you see, okay, mm-hmm. through your eyes, which are now your glasses, the computer, the glasses, is actually recognizing what you're seeing, and you can say to the Google Glasses, take a picture without even using your hands. Mm. So you're walking down the street, and you can look at some, say, take a picture, turn around to the other person, take a picture. That could be good or that could be bad, depending mm-hmm. on who's looking and what they're looking at. You know right. what I mean? But just by talking to it, you can say, take a picture. It's on your face. The other thing you can do is record exactly what you're seeing in video. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're walking, you're at a recital, you know, mm-hmm. you're watching a play, whatever it is that you're viewing, you can actually record and say, record exactly what I'm seeing. Mm. The other thing you can do is you can let your friends, and they're working on this technology. Apparently, Google has a network now. I think it's Google Plus, but they're still working on how they can put this together. But you can get your friends to see what you're seeing live.
Really?
So yeah, there's like an embedded picture they're showing. We're going to make these pictures available for you on the Torch because you really got to see this. I mean, you got to see. I mean, it was amazing just to get your phone to do this, okay? You know, and the new technology they're coming out, I mean, Apple reportedly is talking about coming out with computing wearables, watches, and all kinds of stuff where it's going to be, you know, just on you, like a fashion thing, as if you needed that, right?
Yeah, right.
But no more pocket dialing because it'll be on your hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could actually invite someone. So if I'm in Times Square and I'm looking at Times Square, I can invite you online to look at exactly what I'm looking at in Times Square.
Really?
And you can see exactly what I'm seeing, no matter where you're at around the world. When you think about the possibilities, are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. The other thing, you know, when I don't know if you ever use a GPS on your phone.
Oh yeah.
I like the GPS.
Got me
it's
lost
amazing.
Many times.
Mine works very well, I have to say, on my phone, especially out here where, you know, a wrong turn can be catastrophic.
Oh yeah.
In the Northeast, don't want to make a wrong turn in the Bronx, it can be bad. But anyway, you know, you still have to look at the phone, you know, the GPS while you're driving. Talk about technology. This one device on your phone, an app, a free app, has completely, you know, revolutionized the whole GPS business. You know, four years ago, I actually bought a GPS. But now you can have GPS traction, a mapping system on your phone. Well, now with this Google Glass, these glasses, forget looking at a paper map or forget looking at your phone. You can actually see there's like a window within a window. It's kind of like a veiled watermark image, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see the map itself and how you're progressing as you're driving while you're looking on the road. You can see it with your eyes. You don't have to take your eyes off the road. You can see within the glass, if you will. It's just...
That's amazing.
Amazing.
So it has apps?
Apparently it does. I mean, it has GPS. So
wow.
It has, I mean, you have, and I don't know where this, you know, this device is actually embedded in these really thin glasses. It's amazing. I don't know if it's all Wi-Fi. They're not saying much about this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can actually record and you can send emails, send messages to your friends just by talking. They show a picture. Listen to this. They show a picture of someone looking at, I guess, what looks like some sort of lettuce or something at a market with some Chinese writings. And the caption says, "Okay, Google Glass, say half a pound in Chinese." And so it'll translate. It'll help you to say what you need to say in the language as it's reading the language. It interprets the language for you, translates it.
So you can actually hear it? It's audible as well?
I guess you can hear it. It says, "Oh, wow. Okay, Google Glass, say half a pound in Chinese."
Oh, my goodness.
Lord.
Because he's looking at... The image is you're looking at a sign at a market that actually has, you know, Chinese lettering,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to, I guess, get a half a pound of whatever he's ordering there. But this is the technology. Right now, they're still in kind of beta mode.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You can actually get your hands on one of these. They're asking people to if they still want to kind of help them out pilot these glasses,
mm-hmm.
you can actually fill out an application, 50 words or less. You can send 5 photos with the application, include a short video, and a small, you know, nominal fee to get the glasses that you're going to be using. Small nominal fee of $1,500. $1,500.
Wow.
This thing is so cool that I bet you once they get that price point down a little bit lower,
mm-hmm.
a little bit lower, I wouldn't be surprised at the amount of folks that will purchase it and will use it. I mean, this is where technology is going. But this is just, if you think that was something that was astonishing and that's something that was amazing,
mm-hmm.
listen, what's happening right now, just today, the Daily News is reporting that scientists have created a lifelike human ear. A human ear using 3D digital printing technology.
Wow.
This is at Cornell. And check this out. With the 3D printing, they have found out that they were able to engineer an artificial ear that looks and acts just like a real ear. It's 3D. Okay. And they're saying that these new ears are practically identical to human ones, and they can provide a solution for children who need reconstructive surgery and that are born with this congenital deformity of microtia, they're calling it,
mm-hmm.
some sort of deformity, and that they can use this. And it's amazing how they actually made this mold. This is a printer that made an ear, and this is what they did. They had a high-density injectable gel made of living cells, okay, that filled the mold. And once they removed the ear from the mold, they grew cartilage.
What?
They grew cartilage on the collagen, on the gel. They grew cartilage. They have technology now to print skin. They have technology to print skin. There is, and we talked about this on The Torch. If you missed this, you got to go on the Torch. If you missed this, you really got to go to The Torch. And highlight is called Technology of the Future, Friend or Foe. And we talked about that there's transhumans. This is the future. Within 3 to 5 years, they're looking, transhumans is about connecting human bodies with machine. Human bodies with machine. I mean, stuff that we used to see like in RoboCop and Tron and back in the day, the movies. Let me tell you something. It's like going to be a real reality. It's going to be a real reality. They're growing skin. They're connecting arms and hands to do things that you could never imagine. And right now, you remember the $6 million man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually created this lifelike robot, this bionic man called Rex. So we're going to have all of this available for the Torch because you got to see this now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $6 million. It's now like $1 million. And they've made skin. Now, this is not real skin that they can actually print now. It's not real skin, but the skin that they look like looks like a mask. I mean, it looks very realistic. A little rubbery, but pretty good job. But what was amazing about this bionic robot that they made is that it has prosthetic limbs, functional artificial blood, whatever that is, an artificial pancreas, kidney, spleen, and a trachea. I mean, they're looking to be able to connect, I mean, to the point where if you need a heart, if you need a pancreas, you know what I mean?
They'll grow you one.
They'll print you one. And so you're looking at technology and you're saying, what meanest thou this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what meanest thou this? And you think about it, if someone loses in a leg and you can have a my cousin has a prosthetic leg that costs thousands and thousands. I mean, they're very expensive. I mean, you can almost for the price of a house, you can get a real good prosthetic. I mean, they are not cheap things at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making the technology in such that it's just amazing. And the thing that was important for us to take away about this technology is that technology is amoral, meaning that it's not good or bad. It's just like guns or the internet. It's what people do with this technology. It's what we do with this technology that can make it be useful to do a lot of amazing good things. Or it can be used to do extremely evil things. And it's pretty amazing when you look at this. And we got to be, you know, as believers, we got to be aware. We can't just kind of like, you know, be asleep during all this time. In the next 3 to 5 years, everything's going to change. Mm-hmm. Technology is going to be just, I mean, what we're seeing now, if we're impressed with the things that are happening now, we haven't seen anything yet. Mm-hmm. And there may be a point just to be able to be in right standing with God, we're going to have to get off of this grid. I mean, it's just the way things are happening.
Right.
And there's so many moral questions to ask with all of this. I mean, it just opens a huge ethical door here, you know? And I encourage everyone, and we've been encouraging you, that get to some point. Get to the point where you are abiding, right? You're spending time. But many today, you know, with all the technologies we've been saying, you've got the tablets, the iPads, the Nooks, the Kindles, the Galaxies. You have all these different technologies to use. And I'm seeing a trend that a lot of believers are using all this technology to read their Bibles because it's convenient. But if only 19% of believers are actually reading the Bible, it means that 81% are not. And if the 19% that are just looking at it maybe on their phone, I mean, if you just came to the Lord, there's 66 books in the Bible. I mean, how are you knowing what's Old Testament, what's New Testament? I kind of think it's important to feel the text. You know what I'm saying? Know how to use your Bible. Know how to go from the Old Testament to the New Testament and learn what's in the Word. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can be able to do that is if you really have it in your hand. Sure, it's convenient to plug in Genesis 5:1 and let it pop up, you know, or maybe because you don't know where a particular book is, you don't want to take the time to flip, or use tabs. I won't mention any names. Who has perfect tabs? But, you know, tabs.
I don't have any tabs.
I didn't say your name.
Okay.
I didn't say your name.
Just so you know.
Ooh, man, that's upgraded. I saw that sword.
I sharpened it.
You want to show me that sword. Woo. But you want to get in the text. You want to flip. You want to know where. You want to know. You want to rely on the computer to tell you. And you want to take out a pen and paper to abide. Listen, with all this technology that's happening and everything that man will try to do, okay, it's not glorify God. The one thing that they will not be able to do is to interfere or hinder your ability to connect with the Lord. Right. You know, as long as you have the Word of God in your hand, you have a journal and a pen, a crayon, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're good to go.
Yeah.
You're good to go. So it's important to know what's on the rise. It's important to know what's happening and to have a respect for technology like a you know electrician has a respect for electricity, if you will. I mean, listen, it can do good if you touch it the wrong way. It could zap you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be aware. We just don't want to fall into the maze and just, you know, with our eyes closed and say, okay, give me one of them things. Yeah. Anyone thinks because you may open a box that you may not need to open.
That's
and
right.
Many people are falling into so much, you know, things right now that's just not good. And children, even at a younger age, it's just horrible. But abide with a printed Bible in your hand. No matter what, if we ever have to get off of this grid, we probably will.
Mm-hmm.
You will know how to abide no matter what because you've learned the Word of God and you've hid God's Word in your heart. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.